Let me tell you how God works. One way, I don't know all God's ways, but I'm going to tell you how He works sometimes in my life. So my neighbors went crazy because they were drinking and I called them out on there. I called the police and they got mad. See, when you put up a wall, a boundary, it makes them mad. When you call the law because they're breaking the law, it makes them mad. And they can't admit they're wrong. They have to call you crazy when they're the crazy ones. When you see Jerry Springer out in the yard and they think that's normal and you're living in peace and you treat your neighbor good, you don't encroach upon. And then when they come over to try to talk and you can tell by the words, you're crazy. Because I built a fence. What are you, stupid? No, I'm not crazy. A lot of people build a fence. Just Google it. Sound fence. There's a lot of people building a fence to block sound. I actually didn't build mine completely to block sound, but I did knock down 10 decibels. And that's a lot when it comes to logarithms. I did knock down 10 decibels, but I actually could drop it down to 20 decibels, I think. But anyway, long story short, how God worked in this situation. So they were getting drunk, getting mad. So I go out there and I'm digging holes and washing my car and all that. And I put my headphones on so I can't hear them. Because before I put the headphones on, you could just hear them mumbling. And it's like, okay, God was saying, all right. I could just sense that as long as I'm there, they're really getting really mad. Just seeing me work out in the yard or seeing me wash my car, it was making them mad. They were getting more angry over time. So I thought, you know what? Let me go drive some. I haven't driven Uber in about 3 months. I said, let me do some Uber. So, because I thought these people they're actually getting ready to do something. And let me just get out of sight, out of mind. Not because I was scared or anything, but just because I don't want trouble. And I thought, well, maybe God wants me to drive. Maybe He's allowing this to push me back out there to drive, because I do help people. And tonight, man, I had some great conversation. I had 6 rides, and I made $220 in 6 rides. And the conversations, we talked about everything. And it's like greatest conversations I've ever had. With Uber, every ride, it was like, wow, normal people, conversations, and old, young, black, white, every shade and every age out there, male, female. I had conversations with 6, and sometimes it was 4 people in the car, you know, and it's like unbelievable, normal people. You can actually have a conversation with people, not like across the street. So I was able to confirm that these neighbors are insane. They really are insane. And the more you build a wall, a boundary, a fence, and you show them the law, the angrier they get. And usually when somebody gets angry, like the way they got angry today, somebody's either getting ready to get saved or something big is getting around. Usually when people start getting that way, God takes somebody out. So He removed me, and I made a bunch of money in no time. You know, it was like totally amazing. And so, long story short, what am I trying to say? God used that noise and chaos to push me to drive. And sure enough, by driving, I made more per hour than I've ever made. And it's like, wow, it all makes sense now. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. Let's just see if they're still mad. I'm surprised the police didn't come over here while I was gone the way they were acting.